Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
More than 70% of American adults worry about the Social Security program running out of money during their lifetime, according to the Nationwide Retirement Institute's 8th Annual Social Security Consumer Survey, which was released this week on Wednesday. And the COVID-19 pandemic has contributed to this pessimistic outlook. Nearly 6 in 10 Americans, 59%, say they worry more now than they did before about Social Security running out of money, according to the online survey. And, you know, the fact that the Social Security trustees, they have yet to issue their annual report on the long-term solvency of the program. And that's not helping matters. It has been over a year since the trustees issued their last report in April of 2020. And that report projected, which projected the combined reserves of the retirement, survivor, and disability programs with Social Security, would be depleted in 2035 unless Congress steps in. And in that report, which was April of last year, Social Security would be able to pay only 79% of projected benefits from ongoing payroll tax revenue, which I guess potentially could result in a 21% across-the-board cut in benefits for all beneficiaries. I don't think that's likely to happen. But that report in April of 2020 did not reflect the potential impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, and Social Security watchers are anxiously awaiting an updated forecast since we've seen the economic effect of the pandemic. So what does this mean? I don't think it means Social Security is going to go away. I'm not a gloom and doom guy. I think Social Security is going to be there. I think that it's unlikely if you're over 60 years old today, and more than likely if you're over 55, I think it's unlikely that your benefits would be changed in a very significant way. I do think it's likely, even if you're already over age 60, that there could be additional taxation of your Social Security benefit, which is really a form of means testing. See, right now, the more income you make, the more of your Social Security that is taxed. But regardless of how much you make, at least 15% of your Social Security income is tax-free. I think that's likely to change, even if you're already retired. But that would not be a significant change, like a significant reduction in benefits. I could see more means testing down the line, where they may say if you make over a certain type of income, you get a reduced benefit. I absolutely could see that, even if you're over 60. For younger folks, things like raising the retirement age, which would effectively decrease your benefit by either, you know, anywhere from probably 15 to 20%, I think that could happen. So what this means is not that, in my view, Social Security is not going to be there for you. It's more the fact that as time goes on, you're going to have to, in my view, rely more and more on your own withdrawal income in retirement from savings and investments, your own income planning, in order to provide for the income that you need. You know, if you just look at the inflationary impact on Social Security benefits, while Social Security does increase every year for cost of living, even with those benefits since 2000, in terms of the average Social Security benefit, the recipient today can only buy about two-thirds of what they could buy in 2020. Even with the increases in income, they've lost a third of their purchasing power due to inflation. So when you add all this up, it's likely to be even worse in the future, I think, with some combination of inflation and reduction in benefits. So it just means your income plan has got to be focused in the long term at replacing or supplementing your other sources of retirement income. So be sure that you've got a good plan that can provide growth of income in the long term, because it's going to be very, very important to have growth of income, in my view, with these challenges.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.